Do you think there's a good appetite for basketball in Scotland?
I think so. I think it's still considered a minnow sport, and it's sort of difficult to fight the culture of Scotland. It's very much football orientated. So I guess what we try to strive for here is more of a family atmosphere than anything else, and that's sort of the target market for us. And I think hopefully those kids growing up and coming to the games and enjoying playing, not only watching but participating as well, hopefully down the line there will be a bigger appetite for basketball in this country. I think it's definitely on its way up. It's just it's difficult, though. Like I said, the media's sort of not on our side either. It's always football that take up the back 17 pages, and then we get a little excerpt there, and you know, 18 pages in talking about the game. So it's always difficult. But again, like I said, I think there is an appetite. It's just getting people to games, and I guess for them to experience what it's all about.
Obviously, the attendances are going up. So how do you think? Where do you think the Rocks can go from here and going?
Well, I like to sell this place out, the sports hall, on a regular basis. We've got extra seating that's been installed just a couple of weeks ago up there. Next week is pretty much a sellout, so we're getting there. I think it's just letting people know about it, getting them to come to games and attend, and then come back on a weekly basis. Once we get this area here sold out, we do have a bigger arena next door which holds 6,500. So hopefully that's a bit further down the line, but hopefully we can start to sell this place out, and it won't be too in the not too distant future. And obviously next week is a sellout, so it's a good start.
Do you think there's the potential for another basketball team in Scotland?
I think so. I think it'd be great. I think we need it in Scotland. It'd be great to have a rival, another Scottish rival, so say an Edinburgh team. I've always liked the idea of that. Again, it's difficult. We had a lot of difficulty with our team here in Glasgow. We initially started in Edinburgh and moved out here, and it's difficult. It's a grind. So to have two teams, and again, you need that appetite, which you mentioned before. So hopefully in a not too distant future, there will be another franchise in Scotland.
Do you think there should be more money put in to basketball at junior level, like grassroots level?
Yeah, grassroots, that's where it all begins. I definitely think that's where it sort of it falters just now. I know that during the Olympic Games there was a lot of money ploughed into grassroots, and also the professional teams and the national teams. Since 2012 that's stopped and ceased, so we haven't actually seen a legacy as such, which is disappointing, because we did hear about it for 7 years in the lead up to 2012, that they're looking to leave a legacy, and as soon as those games finished, that sort of ended. I know that down south they're trying very hard to get more money involved in basketball. That's the only way forward, I'm afraid. But it is very difficult, especially with the committees looking at it and basically saying that we have no chance for a medal, so we're not going to invest, which is, again, I think it's silly. And it's not about that, even though basketball is the second highest participation sport in the UK, so it doesn't really make any sense.